KMUW's Pine Night is back. We'd like to invite you to the next meetup, an evening of conversation, drinks, and camaraderie with other listeners and staff. We'll be at Tor Brewing in the upstairs loft on Wednesday from 5:30 to 7 p.m. I hope you'll come spend an evening with us.
Good morning. It's Monday, February 9th. I'm Lou Ann Stevens, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Coming up, we talk with a new host of Reading Rainbow, Michael Threets. That's after the news. Wichita city leaders want residents' thoughts on how to carry out a proposed citywide sales tax. The 1% tax was pitched by the nonprofit group Wichita Forward. It's the topic of a March 3rd special election. The city council plans to spend the majority of an evening meeting tomorrow discussing a series of guardrails for the tax if it's passed. Wichita Forward's ballot question would direct up to $850 million in tax dollars to public safety, homelessness, cultural projects, and property tax relief. City Council members say they're trying to give voters clarity on how those dollars would be collected and spent. Students at Wichita schools will have class on Veterans Day starting this fall as part of changes to the district's calendar. KMUW's Daniel Cottle has more.
The changes come after the Wichita School District agreed to open up more of its school buildings as polling places. The district is shuffling around teacher workdays this fall so that there will be one on Election Day, November 3rd. Class will be in session on Veterans Day. The district says it will design activities and events for students to honor veterans that day. Wichita students will instead have a day off on November 24th. That means they will have a full week off for Thanksgiving, like students at many other districts in the surrounding area. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office is no longer accepting books for inmates at the adult detention facility. Officials say they believe books sent to the detention center by third-party vendors were used to traffic contraband into the jail. The office is updating its book policy and will announce more information when the new policy is finalized. A spokesman says the temporary suspension is a precautionary measure to ensure the safety of inmates and staff. The Sedgwick County Jail serves as a regional jail for five counties. People convicted of certain serious crimes in Kansas could soon be required to stay in jail while awaiting sentencing. Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service has more.
Survivors of sexual abuse by a Kansas chiropractor are seeking a change in state law after their abuser was released post-conviction. Last year, a state judge in Manhattan found Clark Peterson guilty on dozens of counts of rape and other sexual offenses against former clients. But the judge allowed Peterson to walk out of the courtroom before his sentencing. Kate Cashman, one of the people Peterson assaulted, said the decision to release him was jarring.
To see Clark Peterson walk out of the courtroom made me realize that the trauma of sexual violence is not understood.
One opponent of the bill wrote that it would undermine judges' ability to make decisions on a case-by-case basis. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
When it comes to wildfires, Kansas is heading into its peak season, March and April. Jay Schaefer reports.
Kansas averages about 5,000 wildfires a year. Most are caused by people and most are unintentional. Bill Wan, the fire management officer with the Kansas Forest Service, says the number one cause of Kansas wildfires is a prescribed burn that gets out of control.
Believe it or not, Kansas is consistently in the top five states for wildfire occurrence on an annual basis. We have a lot of fire in our state.
Eastern Kansas is getting ready for a series of prescribed burns. March and April are typically when pastures in the Flint Hills are intentionally set on fire to clear out underbrush and invasive species to promote the growth of new grass for feeding livestock. I'm Jay Schaefer.
This week is Wildfire Awareness Week in Kansas. You can learn more at kansasforests.org. The nonprofit group Connected Nation is expanding to Wichita and launching efforts to improve tech literacy. The group announced this week that it's donated 200 laptops to local organizations. The laptops are intended to help people with education, job searches, and everyday tasks. Pablo Estrada Cruz is executive director of the Kansas Hispanic Education and Development Foundation. He says access to technology gives people a sense of dignity.
We're not just handing out devices today. We're pairing devices with training because technology alone isn't enough. Guidance turns into confidence and confidence into opportunities.
Residents who receive the free laptops will also get training on computer and internet skills in coming months. More information is at connectednation.org. A new microchip scanning station outside the Wichita Animal Shelter could speed up reunions between lost pets and their owners. The station lets people scan stray animals for a microchip at any time of day or night. When a microchip is scanned, it displays a number that directly links to the owner's contact information. The scanning station is outside the animal shelter at K96 and North Hillside. This month, the shelter is also offering free microchipping for pets from 8 to 10 every Monday morning. A forum aimed at helping Hispanic entrepreneurs will take place this week. The Wichita Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and other organizations will offer people legal advice on how to protect their business. Guest speakers for the event include attorney Sarah Balderas and Marisol Garcia. Speakers will discuss employment law, business litigation, and immigration laws during their presentations. The forum is at 6 p.m. tomorrow at Evergreen Branch Library. That's at 25th Street North and Arkansas in North Wichita. People can register at WichitaHispanicChamber.org. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Lou Ann Stevens. Michael Threets is the host of an online revival of Reading Rainbow and the author of a new children's book titled I'm So Happy You're Here, A Celebration of Library Joy. KMUW's Suzanne Perez talked with Threets recently about his new book and his mission to promote literacy and public libraries.
If you like to read, you probably remember this song.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
Reading Rainbow and its celebrity host, LeVar Burton, encourage children to read by sharing celebrated picture books. Now, after nearly 20 years off the air, the show has returned with a new look and a new host.
Hi! Welcome to Reading Rainbow. I'm Michael the Librarian, and this place is the library.
Michael Threets is social media's most popular librarian. He started a TikTok account during the COVID pandemic and quickly amassed more than 1.5 million followers.
Books aren't just words and pages. They're freedom. They're belonging. They're a
now Threets can add author to his credits. His new picture book, I'm So Happy You're Here, came out this week. He'll visit Wichita on Tuesday as part of his nationwide book tour. We met online to talk about the book and his mission.
I believe it's a celebration. Anytime someone goes to the library, anytime they get a library card, and that's what the book seeks out to do, it seeks to celebrate the reader, young and old.
Threets grew up in California. His father is Black. His mother is Mexican. He says he always felt comfortable and safe at his local library.
We were that kids who would run into the library and grab our holds. I brought my cat to the pet parade. It's one of my favorite library memories. I mean, I was a shy, anxious kid, so I made friends in Junie B. Jones and Amelia Bedelia and Ramona and Beezus Quimby and Henry Huggins and Ralph S. Mouse.
As the new face of Reading Rainbow, Threets promotes libraries as the great equalizer, a place where books are treasured and everyone is welcome.
People don't realize that so many people don't have access to Barnes & Noble, to Amazon. If you restrict a book from a school library, a public library, a kid, a person will never be able to read those stories.
Threets is known for his afro and his literary tattoos, which include characters from Richard Scarry books and Where the Wild Things Are. He says recent efforts to remove books from library shelves are running into fierce opposition.
There is so much love for books, so much love for literature, and they're realizing what's going on, and they're saying, you know what? we're not going to let people's fear of these stories get in the way that LGBTQIA plus stories belong in the world. Stories about people of color featuring the history of what's happened in the world belongs. We should have access to these stories, to this truth.
Threet says he wants people to see the library as a positive and inviting place. He radiates joy, and he's always ready with a book recommendation.
I think I meet so many kids who are reluctant readers who are like, I don't like reading. Reading's boring. And then you look at their shirt, you look at their shoes, their backpack, their hat, and you're like, oh, you like Spider-Man. You like sports. You like dinosaurs. I love that books are a way to say, like, hey, you have this interest? There's a book about it.
There's more on my interview with Michael the Librarian at KMUW.org.
Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.